another tense day on Capitol Hill. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Homeland Security chief spending a second day fielding a lot of questions about immigration.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They believe you're a traitor.
Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck accusing Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of intentionally not enforcing immigration laws. He's also facing Republican calls to resign.
The chaos on our southern border is not an accident. It's deliberate. It's on purpose. It's by design.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. But Mayorkas says his agency is managing the border effectively, reiterating the six-point plan he laid out this week.
Individuals who cross the border without legal authorization are processed for removal and, if unable to establish a legal basis to remain in the United States, promptly removed from the country.
And the White House facing growing bipartisan concern, though, about lifting the COVID-related rule that turns many asylum seekers away, which for now remains tied up in court. Congress getting a new request from the president for more Ukraine aid.
And as long as the assaults and atrocities continue, we're going to continue to supply military assistance.
He's asking for another $33 billion.
$20 billion within this package is set aside for weapons. If approved, it would give Ukraine much-needed support to push back this Russian offensive in the east. We're talking about artillery, drones, and heavy systems that Ukraine needs to fight Russia in the eastern Donbas region.
Fox's Trey Yingst in the capital, Kyiv, where loud explosions were heard earlier today. A deaf and legally blind woman loses her court fight against a physical therapist business that wouldn't provide a sign language interpreter for appointments. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that businesses receiving federal health care funding can't be sued for discrimination under Obamacare when the claim is emotional harm, not financial. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A former University of Virginia lacrosse player takes the stand in a wrongful death trial for the murder of his girlfriend, who also played lacrosse for UVA.
Yardley Love's mother, Sharon, is seeking more than $30 million in damages and filed a wrongful death lawsuit against George Hughley V. He was convicted of second-degree murder for killing Love in her off-campus apartment in 2010 and is about halfway through a 23-year prison sentence. He testified that he didn't remember killing Love, that he'd gone to her apartment, they'd argued, and he only recalled seeing blood coming from her nose. But the family attorney said bruising and marks around her upper body indicate she was beaten to death. Hughley said he'd been drinking heavily for years and was out of control. At the end of his testimony, he said he missed Love and would do anything to take back that night. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars on their way out under an FDA plan long in the works that's being rolled out today. Menthol accounts for more than a third of cigarettes sold in the U.S., and it's overwhelmingly favored by black smokers and young people. The space station, a bit more crowded today.
Another SpaceX Dragon capsule has arrived at the International Space Station, bringing yet another four astronauts to serve aboard the orbiting outpost. Station Commander Thomas Marshburn greeted them.
Well, welcome on board the space station. As you can see from all the smiles around, we are very happy to have our new crewmates aboard with us.
This is the fourth crewed mission flown by SpaceX on contract for NASA. Another capsule already docked at the station is due to ferry home a group of astronauts early next month. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The new crew includes geologist Jessica Watkins, the first black woman to make a long-term space flight and who's on NASA's shortlist for a future moon landing mission. An hour to the close on Wall Street, an even bigger rally. The Dow's up about 700 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.